Welcome to the 10th episode of the Rebel Ed Podcast. I'm Jackson Kane, and I will be moderating today's conversations with the senior boys of the 1A Division 1 2024 State Basketball Championship team. State Championship trophy right next to us. I'm once again joined with Connor Salmons, Dominic Martin, Max Moore, and Joey Dyke. These boys brought home South Gray's 15th state championship, with five of those being in boys basketball. Huge congrats to all of you, and thank you for making part two of this two-part series possible. So let's get this conversation underway by first jumping back 3 games ago. You secured your ticket to state with a 21-2 record, ranked as the number one seed, playing in the Colby Event Center against number 8 seed Canta Galva. What did it mean to everyone to be in this environment all 4 years in high school?
You know, a lot of times our players overlook it because we're just, fortunately, we're in the state tournament pretty often. Like, this was our fourth time there. You know, it was each of those times we made it to the semifinal game. So, like, we're pretty, we're honestly pretty comfortable in that tournament. But, yeah, going up against Kent and Galva, you know, that game we had some jitters and stuff. We got our nerves out, but we knew we just couldn't overlook Canton Galva, because really in the state tournament, like, records don't matter. Yeah. Like, if a team's in the state tournament, they're gonna be good no matter what, and they're gonna be looking for blood and trying to get onto that next round.
Yeah, as the saying goes, anything can happen in March. So
yeah.
Did playing in the state feel different this year compared to playing last year at United Wireless?
Yeah, I feel like it did a little bit. I mean, as seniors, you know, the last couple years, I mean, you're there to play. No, don't get me wrong, but as a senior, you kind of have like an edge to you. Like, this is your last chance. You want to get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like the physical atmosphere of, like, you know, United Wireless, it's so wide and open that it's hard to get it, like, loud and, like, rocking in there. As of the Colby Event Center was big, so you could fit a lot of people, but it's also, like, kind of narrower, and it got louder in there without, you know, as you guys were going to start. I mean, you were in the student section, Jackson. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. It was definitely louder in there than it was.
And even just the lighting is kind of crazy, because at United, it's kind of just like a dark atmosphere. But at the Event Center in Colby, it's, like, bright, and it's just what Max said, noisier.
Yeah, which, I mean, it really adds to the game, in my opinion, at least. Because when you're out there and it's, like, you can't really hardly hear the student section cheering, and either one, just because it's so open, like, you know, it just kind of feels dead almost in the game. As of, like, when the student section gets loud and roaring, it really kind of adds to, you know, you kind of get hyped up a little bit more.
And I'm assuming the whole experience is just different, because immediately when you leave here for Colby, you're in state mode the entire time, whereas if you played in Dodge, you're entering state mode, exiting state mode once you get back home, and there, you know, you're staying in a hotel room, and you're always with the team. So you went on to beat Canta Galva 79-43 to move on to play against Olpe for the fourth straight year in a row. Were you shocked to see that Olpe beat Clifton Clyde to meet you in the semifinals?
I guess, like, before, like, I had predicted that Clifton Clyde would win, but then while watching the game, I was like, you know, when I was watching the game, I was like, oh, yeah, Olpe, I think, is kind of got this. You know, their coach is super great, and I mean, that's why they're always back there, and so I wasn't super surprised to see Olpe beat them. I mean, they were Olpe was a good team.
Yeah,
coming into the tournament, I didn't really think Olpe had a chance, but they're a really athletic team, and they compose themselves very well, and they're just pretty well rounded. And I mean, they're graduating their big man. But after that, like, next year, they're still going to be an incredibly talented team.
I mean, how many of them were freshmen?
Yeah.
Two. I think two of their starters. Yeah. At least two were freshmen.
And they had impacts on the game, too. Yeah, I mean, they weren't just out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well-coached teams will always stick around in the state tournament. So your team got off to a very hot start against Olpe. Dominic, you had 19 of the first half points to help the team secure a 17-point margin heading into the locker room at halftime. You know, what helped ignite this team against Olpe? Was there something that you just felt before the game?
Well, it's, I mean, for one, it's a trip to the championship, And second, like you said before, I mean, fourth time in a row playing these guys, we're in the series, we're 1-2 against them. We want to even it out. And
yeah.
So that, I mean, we kind of had a chip on our shoulder there. And then at the same time, it's like, if you're going to play a 2-3 defense against us, I mean, we could have a bad shooting night coming out, but if we're going to keep getting open looks, we're going to start hitting threes, and it's mm-hmm. going to get ugly quick.
Yeah. Yeah, from the student section, it immediately looked like, all right, we know which team wants this game more than the other. So it was very cool to watch this team get off to a very hot start and shoot the way you guys did at the state tournament. So the game went. The game ended with the final score of 68-62, sending you all to your third state championship game during your 4 years at South Gray, and Coach Applegate's 11th appearance at the Big Dance on Saturday. So what emotions did the team have knowing that you're one game away from securing a state championship, but at the same time, you know, you're all seniors and you have one more game to play in a South Gray jersey?
It's just weird because there's so many emotions going through you. Like this group of seniors, like we've put so many hours and hard work into basketball. Like we really wanted it to pay off, and we wanted it to pay off for Applegate too. And yeah, there's just a lot of emotions. You don't really know what to think.
Yeah, and like I can't count how many times I heard from like the guys a little bit younger. They're like, oh, gosh, bro, come on, I really hope you win tonight. And I'm like, yeah, me too, man.
Yeah.
Because I for one was just happy to be there, you know. I mean, like, man, I mean, this is it right here. And we can either take home this plaque that's sitting right in front of us, or we can leave it and take home number two. And I really didn't want to take home number two again.
Yeah, yep. So Championship Saturday rolls around. When did the team show up to the Colby Event Center?
What time did we get there?
We got to see like the last probably quarter of the OB third place game, didn't we? Or
yeah, I think we got there like about 12:45 maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
We got there pretty early just so we could kind of get our minds right, relax, you know.
But regardless, like you're there hours before you play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean a couple hours at least, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like when you're sitting in the gym watching all these different games, are your nerves just building, or is there just an excitement around the team being, we just have one more game, we got four quarters left, we got to get the job done?
I'd say there was a pretty good balance between nerves and excitement. Yeah, like I'm sure all of us were filled with butterflies and we were extremely nervous, but at the same time, you're like, man, let's just go. Like, no, like, very few teams have the chance to play in this game. Let's just go give it our all. You know, that was our last game playing together, mm-hmm. just us five. It was fun.
Yeah, like Connor said, I mean, I was pretty nervous too, but there was a pretty good excitement. And then there was also, I mean, I really did not want to see a private school win. So there was a bigger chip on my shoulder for this private school than there was for OP. And so it was just more like, let's just go get these guys. And yep. I mean, let's put the nail in the coffin in this year.
So fast forward a couple hours later, the song called The Hum starts playing over the speakers. Everyone's taking their seat on the bench to get the starting lineups underway. You're playing against Laura Bishop Seabury Academy, a much taller team. Compared to your faster team, what game plan did you have to come out on top?
Trying to remember.
I don't remember either.
I think our biggest focus was on that big kid, just keeping him off the rebounds. That was our main focus.
Yeah, crashing the boards. That was a big focus.
Yeah.
And in the beginning of the Seabury game, their big man did have a lot of boards and some putbacks. So we were kind of on the edge there, but as the game went on, I don't know how much we out rebounded him by.
Yeah. But we really, one of the main focuses was to push the ball too. We were gonna try to tire him out. And I remember when I was on the bench yelling at these guys, I was like, go push the ball. Cause I mean, I could see that, you know, especially that tall kid was kind of dragging there towards, you know, the middle of the quarter. And so, you know, I mean, if you get one guy tired, I mean, he's not going to be hustling back on defense as well and stuff like that. And so I think a lot of it was kind of the same as when we played Opie especially talking about that big guy kind of fronting him and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any expectations before the game on Seabury?
Not a lot, honestly. I knew their guard was explosively quick, had a deadly jumper. But honestly, the way I looked at the Seabury game and the Opie game as well, like, we played South Central sub-state finals. Like, okay, Opie, that's a better South Central. He's got to play better. And then Seabury came around. That's a better Opie. So, like, they're all, like, if you think about it, they're all the same team. They revolve around a big guy, but they have good shooters. They'll drive the ball. They're somewhat quick, but I don't know. Do you guys have any expectations?
I'm trying to think here. Yeah, I kind of, I mean, that big guy, I mean, he could shoot the ball.
He was 6'7", right?
6'5".
It said he was 6'7", but there was no way he was 6'7", right?
I think he was around like 6'5".
I'd give him maybe 6'5".
Yeah.
So you mentioned Opie, Seabury, and let's even throw South Central in the mix. Which team do you think was your biggest fight against? What team was the hardest to beat?
South Central, we played them multiple times. So, I mean, we're in the league, even if we don't play them multiple times. I mean, we know what each other do, and, I mean, that's...
Yeah. I think South Central, we had to fight the most that game. But if we would have came out and shot against South Central like we did against Opie, it wouldn't have been the same. And I also think, when you get to state, the refs call a completely different basketball game. Like, a lot of the stuff that happened in the South Central game would not fly in the state game.
Yeah, really. South Central, I mean, they definitely had one of the tougher defenses we played all season. And, like, yeah, the refs, I think, at least in the sub-state championship game, were definitely catered towards letting us play a way more physical game, which plays into the hands of South Central because they play a really physical game. And if they weren't allowed to do that, you know, that would make them loosen up on defense or get some of their kids in foul trouble and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the championship game. Joey, you mentioned on Acacia-covered interview that you were worried about securing rebounds against this taller team. What was it like when you realized that you got out there and you're like, we can actually rebound against this team?
It is a huge confidence booster. I mean, knowing that we can get rebounds over a 6'7 kid. I think once we all realized that we could get those rebounds, like, we could control the game. Like, after that, I don't think any of us had any doubts that we were going to lose that he would show up again mm-hmm. like he did in that first half, but he didn't. And once we had all those rebounds, I mean, it was game over.
Yeah.
From that moment on.
I 100% agree with you. Honestly, after those first couple of minutes when we started getting control of the rebounds, like, from that point on, we were in control of the game.
Yeah. And I say, like, not only the championship game, but every game in the state tournament. I mean, you watch it back, and we are diving for loose balls. We're getting the 50-50. We're getting rebounds. I mean, it looks like we want it more mm-hmm. than the other team.
So as the game went on, there's a lot of people in the student section that felt like your team was always in control. It was always within 4 or 5 points throughout the entire game. Minus the fourth quarter, but did the players on the court, did you guys feel the same way about the game?
I mean, I was on the bench for a lot of it, but that's okay. Because, I mean, from, like, watching it also, too, and kind of being a player, so, like, I got a kind of insight with the coaches and stuff, I always felt like we were, but I also felt like the game could switch in a moment if number 13, who could just – if he just hit a three somehow and then they got a steal or something, like, I mean, then it's tied, you know, mm-hmm. in two possessions if we're only up by five. And so I felt like that when it happened, just because I think we were more aggressive, like Dominic said, getting loose balls and stuff. But I think that there was always that chance.
I think you described that perfectly. On the court, I always felt like we were in control. But even till, like, the last minute of the game, I knew we couldn't let up. And because they, in a heartbeat, like Max said, 1-3, couple jump shots, they're right back in it. Like, I knew the game could, the motion or the momentum could sway at any given moment.
Yeah, because in their sub-state championship game against Centralia, when they won by one, they won on a buzzer beater three. But I talked to a Centralia dad at the hotel, and he was telling me that they were down by, like, they hit a couple threes there at the very end to just put themselves in that position to make the buzzer beater three. And so it's kind of like I was – and that was in the back of my mind was they've done this before, been down, and come back and won. And so, like, we cannot let up at all.
Yep. Once the fourth quarter came around, you started to pull away from the Seahawks. I'm assuming at one point in the game, everybody looked at the scoreboard and was like, you know, we got this. You know, if we just keep doing what we're doing right now, we're going to win the state championship. At what point did you guys look at the scoreboard and feel that?
When we started getting intentionally fouled and we started shooting free throws, I mean, we started shooting free throws pretty early. I mean, there was still more than 1 minute left. And so, I mean, you could kind of sense it, like the crowd could sense it. Like you could feel that in the environment. But as a player, you still know that there's still a lot of time left. You still got to do your job. But, yeah, when there's about 30 seconds left and about the second-to-last foul happened, we're going to the free throw line, it's starting to get loud. You're looking up. You're like, holy crap.
You couldn't help but not smile, bro. Like, I swear.
We were all smiling right now just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So clock hits double zeros. You beat Seabury 76-63. Everyone jumps off the bench. Team is filled with excitement. You just won the first state championship since 2018 in basketball. What did winning the state championship mean to everyone, and what emotion was everyone feeling? We'll go through everybody on this question.
Who wants to go first?
You got it. You go first. I'll go next.
It was super emotional, you know. Not only did we just win the state tournament, that's our last time playing together. And for some of us, even playing a game in this sport, you know, so that was emotional enough. But, like, to give this win back to the student section, the pep band, all the fans that traveled out there, because from my perspective, it looked like South Gray showed up the most, more than any team in that state tournament. And so that's another factor that plays into us on the court. But it was honestly just surreal. Even on the way home, like, me and Joey rode back together, and it's just like, did that actually happen? Or, like, am I dreaming? Or did, like, I get, like, my lines crossed somewhere? It was just.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was definitely, after the game, it was, like, bittersweet, but, like, way more sweet, if that makes sense. You know, because, like, the bitter part was, you know, no more jokes at practice and no more, you know, hanging out in the locker room and talking and messing around and all that stuff. But definitely the sweeter part was, you know, finally winning one, ending on a win that wasn't third place and was actually first place. And it was just kind of – and after the game was over and we took pictures and stuff and, like, dude, I mean, there was just so many people in there, you know, and I think I shook about everybody's hands or gave 100 different hugs to everyone.
I was going to say, I probably needed more water for talking to people than I did during the game.
I was so thirsty. I'm like, where? Oh, my gosh.
My lips were all dry from smiling for 30 minutes.
There. It was kind of funny, like you said. I was just going around giving hugs. Whoever's there, come on.
Yeah, I think that's what sets South Gray apart, and there's a number of different things, but one thing that sets us apart is our community support. And I've said it before and I'm just gonna say it again, like, you know, being up there is like, man, I mean, all these people care about you deeply whether you recognize it or not, and that's just something that I'd like to just thank for everyone that's listening.
Yep. And I same thing. I mean, I feel like I was kind of after the Olpe game, like the day before, the night before, the day before we even got to the event center. I mean, like, there'd just be times where I just start, like, tearing up. Like, yeah. It's because it's so emotional. And I think the reason was because, you know, you think about it for a little bit and you think about, like, how much the community comes and supports you and they care about you. I mean, they buy into the system as much as we do. They buy shirts. They travel. They do everything so good to support us. And I think that's what got to me emotionally. And then after the game, I got to dribble out a few seconds. And then first closest person to me was Connor. And I dropped the ball. And the funny thing, I dropped the ball and hugged Connor. I thought it was when the buzzer went off. But there was like three seconds.
Bro, I watched the replay of those final few seconds. And I didn't notice it either, but there was like still like 3-4 seconds left on the clock and the ball just
Yeah, and so, yeah, I'm really appreciative of our community and our student section. Our band always shows out, and it's amazing.
To me, I mean, that's 3 years of losing before that last game, 3 years of failure, and I mean, to me, it's everything. I've been praying for 4 years to even, like, to win that game, and, you know, I mean, it hit me really hard afterwards that we did win. It was like God answered my prayer right there, and I can't ask for more than that.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
All the people, the community, the support, I mean, that was great. I don't know which one of you said it, but I don't think any other team brought as many people as we did.
Mm-hmm.
We might as well have just packed the whole town and brought it up to Colby.
That's what it feels like. And it is kind of cool because it's like in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Like Ken Galva, that was in the middle of the week.
And there's still so many people there.
People got work tomorrow, bro.
It was good to see some alumni there, you know, that they didn't get to finish the job quite enough. And, you know, for them to be cheering us on in our endeavor was pretty cool.
Yeah, there was a miniature student section between all of your brothers over there for a little bit.
They could probably talk more about the refs than you guys could, though.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that is one thing. Like, our brothers, they got second. They actually lost to Olpe in the state final game. But that's, like, one thing to just, like, go out there, do what they couldn't do, and, like, give that win back to them. That was one of the most emotional parts for me. But
yeah, one of the most iconic pictures of the entire tournament is after. I think it was, I don't know if it was during play or right after you guys won, but Joey, you had your arm over Dominic, and you could just see the emotion across all your faces. You guys are smiling. Dominic, you were kind of teary eye, and that was just a great picture to look at to show how much that tournament meant to you guys. So what was it like to share this dream with your families? You know, you marched up the bleachers. I thought that was an iconic walk, man. To seeing the, you know, the trophy being raised in the air, walking up right down the middle of our fans, going to the other court for pictures. What did it mean to share that memory with your families?
I thought it was kind of weird because it kind of felt like it didn't even happen for like a day or two.
Yeah.
We held up the trophy. We were screaming, yelling, so happy for each other. We took the pictures. We did everything. Then once we left the event center, it was like so surreal. Like, did it even happen?
Yeah.
It had to sink in mm-hmm. for a couple of days for me to even like justify.
I don't think it's still sunk in for me. I mean,
honestly, that ride home just felt like another ride home from a exhibition game.
Yeah, I didn't even really think about that iconic walk before you mentioned it. Like, that is something, just a detail I forgot about.
Oh, I wish
about.
I took a video of that. Like, that was so cool.
Yeah, I mean, I remember like hugging Troy Bowler, and he's like, "Good job, brother," or something like that. You know, just stuff like that.
I remember giving everyone fist bumps on the
way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I gonna? Oh, yeah. Like Dominic said, like the whole thing didn't feel real. Like I was, you just kind of in shock, and. Like a funny thing, like as I was walking back to our locker room, like I walked to like the opposite side of the gym where our locker room, like, and there's like the girls' locker room. So I'm like, where am I right now?
So when did everybody finally realize they're like, we just won state? Max, you said you maybe still don't feel that way, but.
Yeah, mainly because I was busy like the day after I was doing something, so I've been like distracted ever since the game. But you know, like sometimes I'll lay in bed at night and I'll be like, "Man, dude, we won the state championship game. You know, we're one of five, and you know, in the entire years of South Gray." And so sometimes it'll sink in and it'll be like, you know, we did accomplish something great. I tend to downplay a lot of stuff, but you know, we did do something pretty great.
Yeah, and then like. You know, you look on YouTube and that 2018 championship team, I mean, they got their highlight video on there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many times I've watched that, but it's like, man, that's who I wanted to be. I mean, looking at the crowd, looking mm-hmm. at the student section, once the buzzer goes off, I mean, that's what I wanted to feel. And then once that happened, it's like, I mean, we're up there with those guys who I thought were like NBA players.
Yeah. That was in 2017 we lost to Hanover, went back the next year and beat Hanover in the 2018 state championship. So what, like, oh, I forgot kind of where I was going with this. You were sixth graders at the time. So, you know, having to watch teams over and over again compete in the state championship, what does that feel like to finally win one?
He kind of hit the nail on the head there. He was kind of saying what I've been thinking for like this whole year. Like this whole year I've been thinking like, man, like I am the same age as when I watched like Gilbert Peters win the state championship. Like I don't feel like I'm that older. I don't feel like I'm in the same position, but I am. I was a starter on the state championship team. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously I'm not Gilbert Peters. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I mean, we were in the same position and we won a state championship just like him and just like Jackson Miller and Clifton Miller and like, all those guys.
And it's crazy because Dominic said, like, those guys, we thought they were like NBA players. And it's like now for kids to think that, potentially to think that of us, it's just crazy to think about.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping is the sixth grade, like junior high, elementary kids now will see that and be like, I want to be like those guys. And for us to be those guys, it's like, it's mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah, it's what Mr. Claker was talking about yesterday with the son, Pearson. Mm-hmm. You know, he looks up to you kids. And one day, you know, is he a third grader right now?
Yeah.
He's playing third grade basketball. And he was able to sit on the bench with you guys. And now that's all he wants to talk about is how you boys won the state championship.
Yeah.
And guarantee you, his third grade basketball players are all looking at that right now and be like, we want to be the sixth or we want to be the seventh.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very cool to see that unfold right now.
And something that is worth mentioning is just because we won like a state tournament in 2018, we've had some really, really good basketball teams like since then. And so it feels good just to like – get one for those guys. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Because, like, man, like, think about, like, your brother's class. Mm-hmm. Like, man, that was a good ball team. And
those are some good athletes.
Yeah.
And you learn from all of them, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're one of our parts of success, you know. I mean, we went to practice with Ethan Salmons and Kimball and Skidmore and all those guys, watching them, playing against them. And, you know, Brady Degis, you know, Nate Brent and all those guys, we played against them in practice and all that stuff. I mean, it's just a consistency of, like, getting better through, you know, the upperclassmen.
Yeah, and going, like, them teaching us stuff, like, saying that. I can remember one thing my sophomore year. I hadn't really, like, established, like, a drive game yet. I was strictly just a shooter. And Applegate told me, he's like, you need to, like, get a second level of scoring because then you're a threat wherever you are on the floor. And I was kind of struggling with that. And then, yeah, my brother Kimball, which was in that Olpe game,
mm-hmm.
He said, really all it takes is just a jab step and drive. Like, that's all it takes. And I was like, really? That's it? And yeah. Then, I mean, you watch every time I drive, it's a jab to the left.
that's funny you mentioned that because that's what, I've put in some work with Clifton in the gym, considering he's my brother-in-law. But he's like, man, when I was in high school, the only move I would do, jab, step, and go. It's like, that's all it took. And I'm like, I was in the same shoes. Like, really? But, yeah.
So it's ring season now. Where's my question?
I don't know.
The team is throwing, around a couple of different designs for your championship ring. So as of right now, what does the ring look like?
Big.
It's the 6X. It's the biggest one.
It's the biggest one they have.
So what colors are you thinking about right now? What are you going to put on the side, on top?
I think most of us are thinking gold.
Yeah.
And I think the team, like, I think we all want to, like, so the words have to be the same, but, like, everything else can kind of be different. But I think the teams want to each have the same ring.
Mm-hmm.
But gold, you know, Rebel on the top, number on the side, plenty of gems on there, make it bright and shiny.
Yeah, yeah. I want to like walk by and like annoy people by blinding them with my ring.
I'm almost blinded by your championship trophy right now. It's like the light is kind of glimmering off one spot right now. Sorry, that was probably cheesy, but
no. It's all right. We're allowed to say it, right? Because we're state champs.
It is a beautiful trophy, though. It is very nice.
Yeah, but one thing, like we were talking about ring sizes, we were just trying them on, and like some of us are split up between 6 and a 5. Like I got small hands, man. That 6, like, about the whole size of my pinky. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna wear that. Yeah, it'll be awesome.
So I'm going to end this episode on what I think most people don't know about in this community. A couple months ago, you all mentioned that if you win state basketball, you're going to get buzz cuts. So I'm guess, when and where can we watch you all get these haircuts?
Well, we've all came to an agreement. Yeah. It's not going to be before prom.
Or graduation.
Or graduation. That was forced upon by our parents.
All right.
But we're thinking like one of the first few days of summer. Jed's Barbershop, quick before and after picture. Yeah.
Before, we're all smiling, happy, we have our hair, and then after, it's going to be like frowns, because, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you might not see me that summer without a hat on.
Yeah. I'll be working at an office job just with Pastor Tim and I, so.
Yeah, your ears are finally going to get sunburned at the pool.
I know, bro. I'm going to start wearing sunscreen now.
Do you guys have any fundraisers or any dates that you know of right now? To help pay for rings or
You could order a state shirt. Those are all okay. Those all the funds are yep. From the state shirts are
state
going
shirts
to
are out.
To the ring.
All right.
But as far as the events, we don't have any dates set as of now.
Yep.
But
and I'm sure when those come out, they'll be on the Facebook. So these senior boys helped bring home South Gray's fifth basketball title. So it was very cool to watch you all win your first state championship, and it's going to be awesome to see what legacy you guys leave on the next generation of South Gray athletes. So once again, thank you all for joining me. It was a pleasure to get a glimpse into your championship week.
Well, thanks for having us on here, and thanks for letting us do part two.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. I like to make a special thanks, again, Max already said this, but to the community, the fans, the student section, the pep band, that all means a lot more than what you just see. So yeah, just a special thanks to that.
Thank you all for listening to episode 10 of the Rebel Led Podcast. It's a great day to be a Rebel.